Blog Talk Radio.
Just you, John.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shaggy.
To a prayer, I don't know how to pray. If you say a night can be such a day,
They didn't show it long ahead of it. No, I wasn't working. And I was complaining.
Thank you. Thank you. on there, and show them. This is a new all grown up.
It's funny, I did that picture a little bit tongue-in-cheek because, you know, everyone always makes a point of, you know, squeaky clean. So I said, you know what, let's get a Harley and show them and then do something different, you know. And it's funny because every review that's come out of the album, that's the picture they use instead of the cover. So he deserves his purpose. But it was a tongue-in-cheek. Well, yes and no. It's funny that, again, I'll bring up reviews because the one thing that disturbs me is they never talk about music. They talk so much about image, and they never really get into, you don't believe they listen to the album because they never say anything constructive. Even if it's constructive criticism, that's fine. But I'd like to know if they really did listen to music and they got past the image and the teen image.
Often, we're at the mercy of journalists as far as these people knowing who we really are. What's the biggest misconception about Debbie Gibson?
Again, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, she lives at home, she wants everything done for her, she wants to come for her money, you know, Long Island, and which was never the case. You know, we really built everything up ourselves, and my mom, my dad, my family, you know, my mom was taking the dinner table to make sure we could get on down the train to go to auditions because that's what we really wanted to do. And like I said, a lot of people said, oh, you know, mom went to the studio and was saying, no, you know, we worked long and hard for it. So that's definitely a big misconception.
You're a big girl now and you're producing and writing. Could we have called the album control?
I would say, I mean, wait a minute. Is there an executive producer?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, it seems like you're really trying to take over your life. I mean, aren't you controlling everything?
I mean, I've always been involved, although the first time I was down my co-wrote, which to me, part of growing up was letting go of some of the control and seeing what other people had to offer me. But I was kind of like, I didn't know my own. You know, now I feel like there are a lot of people out there that I can learn from, and I'm nowhere near the point that I want to be at musically. So, like, for instance, when I was down, my co-wrote that song was Not Drinking Impossible, and a few others with Lamont Dozier. And when I came to the band, I mean, I'm such a big 1960s Motown fan, and I couldn't refuse the offer. And I had never co-written before, but I said, no, this is not my city, this has up.
How old are you? 20. Okay. Who were some of the big influences on your career?
I would say always Billy Joel and Elton John. And I love Elton John for his personality, how he has great songs, a real serious songs, but he, with the costumes and his whole showmanship stuff, you know. In fact, one of the first live shows I saw was Liberace, and it was a similar thing. You could take a simple piano piece and just make it this big production on it, which I love, you know. And
didn't you co-write or do something on the album with Jelly Bean Producers?
Co-produced one of the songs, yeah.
Yeah,
and
he worked with Madonna in the early days.
Will
we see any
Justify
Your Love type videos for
No.
Okay, so you're not going to Madonna around at all?
No. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I'm always real positive and I try to stay away from that.
What is that?
The real sexual image. And, you know, I don't know, it's like we have so many problems as well right now, and I think kids are getting the wrong idea of it. Great, it works for her at this point, it just doesn't work for me. You know. Yeah, I do something like walk behind two people. There are two boys from a boys' home called that I read into the
Resolutions. Resolution number 44, exercise.
message you're using there. Oh, well.
Thank you.
The conflict over interest. Okay.
Just grab it what you want to do. forth, Lord.
see you waiting. I saw it yesterday or the other day. I remember it so well.
Thank you.
talking to Jesus, not you.
Thank you. Thank you.
cool down soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie.
It's cat, and that's scaring my dog. So, hey. Well, I don't say keep talking with you, you know what I'm talking about. I went to the 6 minute on the wall. She has a little show, but she's homeless. And she's a fucking dog, but watch me, Jay. I don't need to watch me. I'm going to watch the higher than what I don't want. I didn't want to. But I got to know some of them, so. All right. I'm going to put a little bit of light on my foot. She's like, yeah, that it in. She want that it in. What she like? Yeah. Come on, come on, where are you all? Yeah, girl, I'm just the whole fucking show. It's okay, she said. Need it. Need it, I'm working. I do that. I'm tired of that. Grateful. All right.
Touch me, gentle,
Feel inside. Feel it. You love him tonight. The truth will set you free. We have moments to be on time, you see. Oh, I love you, and show me all that much I can enjoy. Because I'm close to you, I don't think I could enjoy if I didn't walk away. But there's so much to say. Tell him, I'll cut you off. Say again. That's all I gotta do, and I think my problems might be solved. Maybe she's the only one here, but maybe I'm trying. I am not. You stop working. But you are. Now, I don't care what she says and who says what. And I got to go ahead and. So, she can't stay with you saying it to me. I'd be tricky. I'm out of my mind. I didn't know that was wrong. So, what did I ever do to her for sharing? No. God, take the rope. I know it's forcing you around. I'm scared of my ass.